This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day just before the greatest day, the day that everybody's been waiting for. It is election day, and it won't be election week. It won't be election month. It's going to be a very clear result, it seems to me. Maybe not within 24 hours of the polls closing, but certainly within 48 hours of the polls closing. And I don't mean the polls, the opinion surveys. President Trump is just wrapping up a speech in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. It's actually Wilkes-Barre Scranton International Airport. He's out in the field. There's a good crowd around him. People look very cold. Let's hear the president wrapping up his address. We'll go to President Trump live. Here he is.
You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. I have foreign leaders calling me saying, are they serious? I say, one of them calls said, I see that you're down a little bit in the poll. I said, can you believe this could happen to me? I'd rather run against somebody that was good or even outstanding. But I think what we're going to have is one of the great days. You know, when he comes to Scranton and he gives a speech, he's got the six circles. He can't fill them up. So he said, could you please move over here to the press? He puts the press out there. And look at this guy. I don't know how many people here, but there's a lot of people here. And it's windy as hell and it's cold and I couldn't care. Look at that flag. Look at that flag, bro. Oh, it's so beautiful. I've never seen a flag blow like that. You know what that means? That means it's windy as hell. That's what it means. Wow, look at that. That's like sideways. But it's our American flag and we love it, right? Yesterday I was thrilled to be endorsed by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Can you believe it? Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And it's the first time I've ever really liked that paper. And once you get rid of the first one or two paragraphs, it was great. He said, you might not like his tone. You might not like the way. And again, I'm a nice guy. I have to fight. Wait, I have to fight. I have to fight to protect me and to protect you. Because once I'm not here, there's nobody else to protect you. That I can tell you. But they gave a beautiful, you have to understand, everything's relative. They gave a beautiful, beautiful editorial, and I appreciate it. Oh! Thank you.
I think they're chanting, we want you.
It's the first time, thank you. I'm telling you, you're going to make me cry with that. Stop. The president broke down in tears as they screamed, we love you. I don't know if President Xi of China wants to hear that. Yeah, he probably would like that. The first time the paper has endorsed a Republican for president in over a half a century. So to the people of the Post-Gazette, I would like to thank you. I will forgive you for your first one or two or three paragraphs. Because they said, however, he's done a great job. You know, and I have. I've done a great job. They said, put his personality aside. But I'm telling you, the assault on this office has changed my personality. It's just one of those things. Joe Biden is bought and paid for by big tech, big media, and powerful special interests. They own him, they control him, and they know he will always do their bidding. And you know, when he raises $300 billion like last month, I could raise much more than him. I'm president. I could call all these Wall Street guys, most of whom I know. I could call the oil guys. I could call them all. I would blow his numbers apart. Give me 2 hours. I say, send me $10 million. We don't need it. How many commercials can you buy? You know, we raised a lot of money. We raised enough money. You know, Crooked Hillary last time outspent us 4-1, right? 4-1.
No, about 2-1, actually.
And I actually got criticized. They said the other day, even against Hillary Clinton, he didn't raise that much money. And you won the race, right? They don't care if you won or not. They said they always have to find something. But I would be the greatest fundraiser of all time. This is the President of the United States calling for the head of Goldman Sachs. Hello, how are you, Bill? Is everything good? Is everything good? Listen, I'd like $25 million within the next 5 minutes. Send it to the White House, please. What, do you think he's going to say no? I would be the greatest, but you know what? I chose not to do that, okay? I chose not to do that. And when you see he raised $300 million, his people are making deals all over the place. Every corrupt force in American life that betrayed you and hurt you, they are supporting Sleepy Joe Biden. The failed establishment that started the disastrous foreign wars, they support Biden. The career politicians that offshored your industries and decimated your factories, and you got it worse than anybody else, just about. New England was hit hard, too. They support Biden. The open borders lobbyists that killed our fellow citizens and gave them illegal drugs, destroyed our families and so many people, the gangs and crime, they support Sleepy Joe Biden. The far-left Democrats that ruined our public schools, depleted our inner cities, defunded our police, and demeaned your sacred faith and values, they support Joe Biden. And I see where they wanted to fund your great Philadelphia police, and you have great police. They wanted to fund your Philadelphia police. Have you seen that? They actually wanted to fund.
Back the blue, they are chanting.
They wanted to fund your police. I read it this morning. I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think people should take it. You can't take it anymore, right? You can't allow it to happen. And every place we've got into, within a half an hour, it was over. But they have to ask the federal government. They're embarrassed or they're afraid or they think they're going to lose support. We want to go into Portland. We'll settle that in 2 minutes. We were the ones that did the whole thing in Seattle. We told them we're going in the following morning. That night, they raised their hands. They said, well, I think we'll leave now. It took over a big chunk of Seattle. No, we can't allow this stuff. You look at what's going on in Philadelphia. You look at what's there. That can't be done. And they can't tell the police to stand back. They can't tell that. They stand back and they watch people. They watch people walk out with washing machines. Guys pushing a washing machine. That's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. And, you know, the world watches that. They're all Democrat-run cities and states. New York, Chicago. Unfortunately, Pennsylvania, and many of them are closed, right? Because you know why they're closed? Because they thought it would hurt our numbers, and then they saw 33.1. That was a big number. The anti-American radicals.
33.1, he's talking about the annualized rate of GDP growth that was announced this past week. We'll see if President Trump is wrapping up here. We have a lot to cover. We obviously have a lot of looking forward to do with the election. Now, President Trump has earlier today sent out a whole squadron of lawyers to try to make sure they stop counting votes within, I'm not sure exactly when he wants people to stop counting votes. Of course, this all follows laws that have been on the books in the various states and procedures that have been set up. And the idea that we're going to be having lawsuits about this before the votes even start being officially counted and announced, will we find out on election night who has won this thing? Actually, there's reason to believe that we will. And I'm not now talking about polling. I'm just talking about the scheduling of when the various states close down. For instance, we should have a pretty good lead. Maybe by 7:30 Eastern time, certainly by 8 o'clock Eastern time, that's 5 p.m. Pacific Coast time, we should have a pretty good lead on who's carried Florida. Yeah, really. And that's a very, very close state. That is razor close. There are a bunch of these key swing states that are razor close. What is likely to happen here? Actually, the New York Times did a good thing. They made available to readers of every perspective their guesses about what happens. How about yours? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
the greatest show on God's green earth.
You know, well, it's true. It's true. You know it's true.
The Michael Medved Show.
I mean, it happened to be true.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And on the Michael Medved Show, President Trump just winding up one of his concluding rallies, and these are concluding rallies. I mean, he's going to be speaking all over the country. We may check in with him later today when he flies from Pennsylvania, where he is right now. He will then be speaking in Traverse City, Michigan. Michigan, with new polling, looking like a tough challenge for the president. How does he meet and surpass those challenges? We'll be speaking to a writer who is not part of Team Trump. He's a skeptic, but his name is Peter Nicholas, and he wrote a piece in Atlantic Magazine called How Trump Could Shock the World Again. We will consider that. President Trump just got through introducing and paying tribute to Nigel Farage, who was with him, the British activist and one-time parliamentarian. He no longer has a seat in Parliament. He was instrumental in leading the UKIP party. That's the United Kingdom Independence Party. He was one of the leading forces originally behind Brexit, behind taking Britain out of the European Union, which Boris Johnson is still hoping to complete. They're interrupted now by a ferociously tough lockdown because of the explosion of the coronavirus. Coronavirus information not doing great here, but the president in fine spirits. Let's go back to him. I think he's going to be wrapping up sometime soon. The president of the United States in Pennsylvania. Listen.
Spike in, it's everybody, you know, they say, look at the way Germany's doing. Look at the way France is doing. Look at Spain. Look at now Italy, right? You know, Italy had a really rough patch. Then it went, well, they're all having a lot of problems. You know, I said, well, they don't use those examples anymore. But we have better numbers than all of them. You look at our numbers, they're better, and it's bigger, and you don't get a lot of, you know, a lot of the numbers you don't get, because believe it or not, there are some countries that don't give you an honest kick, right? You know that, right? It will quickly eradicate the vaccine, will quickly eradicate the virus, and wipe out the China plague once and for all. And let me tell you, we're rounding the corner anyway, but we have the vaccines coming very shortly. They didn't want to give me the credit. They were saying, no, don't. Whoa, they fought me like crazy. Did you see that? They didn't want it to happen before the election, but everybody knows. So we have the vaccines going to be very quickly delivered by our military. Our military is ready to go logistically. Joe Biden is promising to delay the vaccine and turn America into a prison state, locking you in your home. But you're already locked in your home, so I hope that doesn't take away any of your incentive. You're already locked in your home. While letting far-left rioters roam free. Isn't that something, right? You can't go to church. You can't take your family to dinner. But you can let people riot down the middle of your beautiful shopping streets. Knocking the hell out of people. Burning down your stores like in Minneapolis. Burning the hell out of the place until we sent in the National Guard. That ended in 31 minutes. It was amazing when they started getting whacked with tears. I hope they weren't aiming. Did you see Ali Velcher? He went down. Ali, I don't even know who the hell he is. I just know he does a very nice job of shaving his head. This is Ali Velcher. And this is a friendly protest. And behind him, the entire city is burning. It's like Berlin on its worst day, right? This is a friend. You know, they don't report. You know, if you have a bad, like in a Democrat-run city, they don't report it. Nobody even, I don't watch CNN, actually, so I don't know about it. But I did see the clips. And didn't Ali Velcher then get hit on the knee with tear gas from our great National Guard? No, he got hit. He went down. I'm down. What a group of people. CNN, how dishonest is CNN?
The speech that we're listening to can be graciously described as stream of consciousness. The president continues.
NBC is absolutely. How about where they interview me and every question is a kill? They're going for the kill. And then they interview Sleepy Joe and it's like, oh, the most boring interviews. They don't ask him anything. They don't ask him whether or not he's corrupt. Are you corrupt? Hey, Sleepy Joe, are you corrupt? Remember, I asked him that question, and Chris Wallace of Fox wouldn't allow it. I said, why? Why? Why won't you? Well, I don't think it's appropriate to ask right now. Chris Wallace, he is not Mike. He will never be Mike. He tries hard, but he will not be Mike.
By the way, Mike Wallace, for people who don't remember, was a big liberal. I mean, he was definitely on the left, but President Trump doesn't acknowledge that. He continues.
And basically, no future for American youth. Other than that, actually, it's quite a wonderful thing. Okay. A vote for Biden is a vote for lockdowns, layoffs, and misery. You're going to have a miserable time. You know what the fake news doesn't know? They're getting the highest ratings in the history of television. When Trump is gone, they're all going bankrupt. They will go down. They're going to say, oh, I wish it. They're going to be calling, we want Trump to run again.
He is right about that. There's even a piece in the business section of the New York Times about how much cable news has benefited. And they're all making money, all the cable news services. And because Trump is newsy, we're listening to him right now. He continues.
Can you imagine these people? They're getting the highest ratings on television. They've taken over for the NFL. People don't like. How about basketball?
How about it?
LeBron. I felt badly for LeBron. I felt very badly. Down 71%. And that's for their champion. I didn't watch one.
Yeah,
I didn't watch
won
one
the
shot.
I get
bored.
Back, forth.
You know why? When they don't respect our country, when they don't respect our flag, nobody wants to watch. Don't bother. And the NFL is way down. You got to stand for our flag. You got to really be great to our flag and to our anthem. And if you don't do that, we're not watching. What a crowd.
They're saying LeBron can't dunk? What are they saying?
What a crowd. Hey, I have three more of these to do. Do you want me to stay with you all day? Yes.
You're cheering to have Trump stay with him all day.
I actually did six because I did one early for some people. But I actually did six. But I did five. I got home at 2 o'clock in the morning. In Miami. I got home 2 o'clock in the morning. And I said, good, what time do we start tomorrow? 8 o'clock, sir. I said, great, let's go. But you know what it is? I'm doing a run, a great, great marathon. Everyone, even the one thing I'll say, they say, I can't believe, you know, because Sleepy Joe will go out, he'll talk for 10 minutes. He's very agitated, you know? He's so angry. Okay. He's got the shades on now. They should be a little bit larger. The aviators, right? Are they called aviators? He's got the aviators on, and he's so angry. He's just, and he's reading every word. He never goes off teleprompter.
President of the United States, who definitely goes off teleprompter. Okay, what's the deal with his closing arguments? Does it make sense that the closing argument should be against Dr. Fauci? We'll talk about that controversy and the controversy of the pirate caravan, allegedly, in Texas. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Have a pain in the neck.
Ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says he believes Americans will tell President Trump to pack his bags and go home on Election Day.
And my message is simple. The power to change the country is in your hands. I don't care how much Donald Trump tries. There's nothing he's going to do to stop the people in this nation from voting.
Speaking at a drive-in style event in Cleveland on Monday, the former vice president saying if elected, he will get the coronavirus pandemic under control. Biden also with a stop in Pennsylvania today. President Trump hitting the campaign trail as well, the president with stops in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin on Monday. President Trump also saying he will be holding a gathering at the White House on election night. Former Vice President Biden will be at his home in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Michael Medved show, one thing that you got to give President Trump credit for, you can't take it away from him, is people are engaged in this election. It could be as never before in modern history. Yes, there's some 19th century, 1800s elections where people participated more. Here in the state of Washington, they're expecting over 90%. 90% voter participation. That's amazing. But see, one of the things and one of the challenges for any active citizen, anybody who cares about our republic and about your community, is not just participating when it's election day or when it's election week or even election year, but all those times in between. And that's why I'm so proud to be associated with Contact My Politician. This is a great service. Maybe you're elated with the results that are going to happen tomorrow, maybe not, but don't let your activism stop just because the election has passed. Your representatives work for you. There's no better way to articulate your voice than with the new trusted website, ContactMyPolitician.com. ContactMyPolitician.com is American-owned. It is nonpartisan, and it's the easiest way for you to find all your elected representatives and let them know what's on your mind, make them accountable. Lets you easily find your elected politicians and communicate with them directly via written and video messages, just a few clicks, from wherever, whenever you want to, with ContactMyPolitician.com. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Contact My Politician, and keep contact with the people who represent you. And on the Michael Medved Show, speaking of the people who represent us, President Trump, you heard it right there in his speech this morning, was saying, we are turning the corner, we are rounding the bend. Actually, he said, we are rounding the turn. And the Washington Post, based on an exclusive interview they conducted over the weekend, with Dr. Fauci. That's Dr. Anthony Fauci, who served six different presidents and going back to President Reagan, and has been part of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for a long time. He disagrees with that idea that we are rounding the turn. And we're in for a whole lot of hurt, he said. It's not a good situation. He said all the stars are aligned in the wrong place as you go into the fall and winter season with people congregating at home indoors. You could not possibly be positioned more poorly. Fauci, who of course is a leading member of the president's coronavirus task force, said the United States needed to make an abrupt change in public health practices and behaviors. He said the country could surpass 100,000 new coronavirus cases a day, and he predicted rising deaths in the coming weeks. Fauci's blunt warnings came as Trump has rallied in cities and states all across the country, experiencing record surges in infections and hospitalizations in a last-ditch effort Trump is engaged in to convince voters that he has successfully limited the pandemic. He has held maskless rallies with thousands of supporters, writes the Washington Post, often in violation of local health mandates. And President Trump said, for instance, I mean, our doctors are very smart people, so what they do is they say, I'm sorry, but everybody dies of COVID. Trump said at a rally in Waterford Township, Michigan, without offering any evidence. Asked about the difference between their approaches, Fauci said that Biden's campaign is taking it seriously from a public health perspective, and Trump, Fauci said, is looking at it from a different perspective. Fauci, who once took a starring role in the response and briefed the president almost every day as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, described a disjointed response as cases surge. Officials told governors on a call Friday they hope to begin distributing a vaccine by the end of the year, giving some specific guidance on how states would receive their first doses. This is serious stuff, and obviously the president didn't like the fact that Dr. Fauci had made a very public comments about how we're heading into a dark period with the coronavirus. One of the bases for that dark period is there's a piece on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. And again, not an anti-Trump newspaper. This is not anti-administration propaganda. It's the truth, which is that they are finding that a lot of people who are younger, particularly people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, who do not seem to die nearly as frequently of the virus, they're not at great risk of death, but they are at great risk of long-term consequences, including brain damage, permanent heart damage, hair loss. Dementia is one of the long-term impacts, and this is from people who've recovered from COVID. So the idea that basically if you're below the age of 60, you have nothing to worry about is simply not true. President Trump was speaking last night during that busy schedule he was just telling us about. He was last night in Florida, and he actually was talking about Dr. Fauci and saying he's a nice guy, but he's wrong all the time. And it sounded like this. This is clip 11, Jeremy.
All they want to do, you turn on the news, COVID, 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 COVID. We'd like to talk about COVID, and then next thing, here's what happens, November 4th, you won't hear too much about it. You won't hear too much about it.
We're chanting fire, Fauci.
Anybody, but let me wait till a little bit after the election. I appreciate the advice. appreciate that. No, he's been wrong on a lot. He's a nice man, though. He's been wrong on a lot.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand why it is when it comes to a pandemic that has killed now almost a quarter of a million of Americans, why we should take Trump's word for it when he says we're rounding the corner, when Europe is going into tremendously painful lockdowns, much worse than anything that we've experienced in this country so far. And it's all over Europe. And there are places like the Czech Republic where they have lost all control of the virus. They are having to send people to hospitals outside the country. Why is it that we want to fire Fauci at this time? And why is it that with one day to go before an election, President Trump wants to have a battle with Dr. Anthony Fauci? I'm not sure I understand any of that. I also am fairly sure I understand that it's a bad moment for the country when there are police departments all over the country that are expecting some kind of violent response. And sure, I think the logical thing is to assume that people on the far, far, far extreme left, people like the Antifa rioters, to worry about them in case President Trump wins. But actually, some of these police chiefs who are boarding up buildings and mobilizing people and canceling overtime and trying to get ready for violence are saying they actually fear Trump supporters and militias. Is that a real fear? Well, based upon an incident in Texas, which is highly controversial, it's an incident where President Trump actually thanked his supporters for going after a Biden bus. What is that all about? The bus, great bus battle? We'll cope with that and much more. I thought we're all against busing now. We'll be right back on the Medved Show. Right now, have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear, or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Medved show, President Trump earlier today said that he was dispatching lawyers already because he wanted to make sure that everything was signed, sealed, and delivered and counted up on election night or within one day afterward. Now, that has never been the case in all of American history, and it won't be the case this time. But I do think that there is a widespread concern among lots of people that we will know nothing on election night. We will actually know a great deal. And let me tell you something that is counterintuitive. A lot of people think that, they will rush the various networks and the various polling organizations to pronounce a victor as soon as they possibly can. That is not true. Whether the victor is Trump or Biden, the people who are broadcasting on election night, and I'm going to be part of our election night coverage right here on KTTH, which people can access all over the country on the internet. The idea of election night coverage is you want people to stay up as late as they can. You want to keep them guessing. I think they're going to be very reluctant to make an early call until it's kind of blindingly obvious what's going on. And there is a real chance that that could happen. And part of that is put together if you look at the closing times for various polls. And it's really stunning when you realize how close it is after all of these months and years and hours spent on this election going back really to the beginning of 2019. I mean, this has been a national obsession, and people are genuinely interested in this election. We are likely to have the highest turnout among eligible voters, and part of it, yes, is because a number of states made it easier to send in mail-in ballots. But you know, in the state of Texas, they are already past from early voting, and they only extended early voting 2.5 weeks, and they did it because of the pandemic and because people preferred to come out early. They still in Texas, you need to have an excuse to get a mail-in ballot. You have to tell them, I'm away from home, or I'm serving in the military, or I live abroad. You can get an absentee ballot then, but mostly it's the early voting. And with all of that, the early voting and the absentee ballots that have already been returned, they've already gotten more votes collected in Texas than they did 4 years ago. So the interest in this election is profound, it's high, it's intense, and that's because people have very profound feelings about President Trump. Honestly, I haven't seen a poll on this, but there's undoubtedly a big chunk of Americans, maybe 25%, who believe, honestly, that President Trump is the greatest president we've ever had. And there's an equally large group, maybe even a slightly larger group of Americans who honestly believe President Trump is the worst president we've ever had. And that kind of personality draws out participation. So at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, yeah, that's the day, polls close in Vermont, Virginia, Georgia, South Carolina, Indiana, and Kentucky. Now, nearly all of those states, except not Vermont and not Virginia, are going to go for Trump. Vermont and Virginia will almost certainly go for Biden. And by the way, the Republican governor up in Vermont, whose name is Phil Scott, is very likely to win re-election. He's heavily favored Republican governor of Vermont, so good for him. But you'll notice that on that list are a bunch of states that are kind of automatic for Trump. He's going to win Kentucky, he's going to win Indiana, he's going to win South Carolina. Biden is very heavily favored to win Virginia with its 13 electoral votes, and the toss-up there is Georgia. Now, right now, if you look over at 538, they rate it as a toss-up, very slight advantage to Biden. But Georgia is one of those states where they can start counting some of the mail-in ballots ahead of time. And they are expected to have pretty good returns pretty early on. And if President Trump carries Georgia, a state he won fairly comfortably last time, then that would be as expected. If, and that's why Joe Biden has been going to Georgia, it's a swing state this time. If Joe Biden actually wins in Georgia early in the evening, it's probably an indication that he would be the next president. And then 7:30 Eastern time, I was saying that's at 7 p.m., they have the polls close in Ohio and North Carolina. Those, again, were two states that Trump carried last time. He carried Ohio by 8.5%. He carried it very easily in a landslide. North Carolina was very close. And right now, Trump is favored again in Ohio. And Biden, at least according to the 538 website, is favored in North Carolina. So early on, if Biden carries either North Carolina or Georgia, certainly if he carries both, it's likely that he wins the presidency. And frankly, we don't have to wait for returns from Alaska. We don't really have to wait for returns from California, or returns which are always slow because it's all mail-in ballots from Washington and Oregon. I don't think anybody has any doubt how Washington and Oregon are going to go, or how California is going to go, or how Hawaii is going to go. But the idea that we are not going to know anything, I think is simply wrong. The Newsweek magazine also had a probe, and I salute them for getting my attention by saying this. They were analyzing President Trump's chances of actually winning a landslide electoral college victory. And this is based on odds makers. This is based on people who are actually putting money where their mouth is. It's not just prognosticators who are analyzing all the various polls and the studies of which way we're going. Donald Trump's chances of securing a landslide Electoral College victory, about 5%, Newsweek reports. The incumbent president has odds of 20 to 1 of gaining more than 400 votes from electors, according to Odds Checker. Joe Biden stands a better chance of securing 400 electors. The odds aggregator said the Democratic nominee is priced at 7-1, suggesting he has a probability of 12.5%. Actually, I agree with the odds makers. Neither of them is likely to win some kind of clear-cut landslides. A UK-based bookmaker, Belfair, gave longer odds for both candidates, agreeing with me. Trump is priced at 31-1, and Biden is priced at 16-1. So what does that mean? What that means is that it is likely to be a close election. I don't think anyone, however, is expecting that it would be a close election like Bush v. Gore, where it all came down to one state, where it all came down to Florida. If you look at the way that Trump built his victory last time, everybody knows he built it largely on flipping three Democratic states that were supposed to be part of the blue wall. And he's fighting ferociously, particularly in Pennsylvania, which is the largest of those states. Pennsylvania has 20 electoral votes. President Trump won by barely 1% in Pennsylvania. In Michigan, President Trump won by less than 0.2%. He won by 10,000 votes in a big state. It's going to be tough for him to carry Michigan this time. Wisconsin, same deal. President Trump can lose Michigan and Wisconsin and still easily win the presidency if he holds fast to those crucial swing states that he won before, states like Florida and Pennsylvania, going back to the crucial swing states. Where else is Biden trying to make a run and trying to unseat the president? Targeting Arizona, North Carolina, increasingly targeting Georgia. And then there is not an insignificant chance for a Biden upset in Texas, where, again, the lines of voters and the amount of turnout and the amount of participation. I'd be interested if somebody is one of those voters who's never voted before, who apparently there are millions of people like that, with us going almost certainly way beyond the 137 million who voted last time. Why is that? And what are the issues? And what do ordinary people who write into the newspaper say about what they think will happen? We will get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
School. If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.